Excuse me, Powder Coating, may I help you?
Yeah, hi, is Pat there?
This is he.
Hey, Pat, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. We were in contact a couple months back. Not sure you remember, we do equipment financing, working capital, and yeah, at that time you didn't really have any needs, but I just wanted me to check back in. So I just wanted to touch base with you, see how things are going for you over there, and see if anything else came up this year.
No, everything is on status quo right now. We're really not making any purchases. So.
Right, yeah, and I know last we spoke to you, you said it's kind of been the soft year for you guys over there. Has it, picked up at all?
No, it's pretty much, stayed the same. A little soft summer here, and I don't know. Hopefully, the fall will, bounce back. But right now, it's just been pretty stagnant.
Right, right. And is it, pretty usual to be this slow at this time, or is it?
No, it's a little bit below. It's a little bit below normal. Below normal.
Huh. Do you, think it'll pick, next year will be different? It's just maybe it's the election year?
I think it's an election year. I think after the fall season it should, kind of bounce back. But right now it's just, stagnant. It's we're busy, but I'm not seeing the growth that we'd seen in the prior years.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no, it's good. I was curious what your thoughts were on it and how you were doing over there. But anything on the wish list, you think would help boost sales?
Nah, nothing right now. It's just going to sit back and wait and see how this election thing folds out and where we go from there.
Right, I know. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
and, sure. I think everyone is kind of sitting tight, waiting to see what happens before they start, carrying on. We'll definitely see, what happens. But, over there, I think last time we were talking, do you use, lines of credit when you, stock up on inventory or?
We don't really carry a lot of inventory because we're, we carry paint, powder to do our jobs, but most of our business is labor,
Uh-huh.
So we don't really have to carry a ton of inventory.
Yeah, no, that's right. And with the powder coating, I know, do you do, anything? Is it mainly like car stuff, or what do you guys? What's your main customer?
Oh, it's across the board. It's pretty much anything metal.
Mm-hmm.
Anything metal, we do car parts, motorcycle parts, boat parts, production parts, fence, whatever's metal.
Right.
So.
That makes sense. Is it kind of like a form of galvanizing in a way?
Well, it's an actual powder. You bake it on, and it goes on with electrostatically charged gun. The gun charges the powder, and the powder is electrostatically attracted to the steel or aluminum,
mm-hmm.
and then you take it from point A to point B, which being an oven, and you bake it in there for, 20-some minutes, and the powder liquefies, and then when it comes out, it gets hard, and it's a strong finish.
Like paint, huh.
Paint, but it just becomes liquefied and then in an oven, and once it bonds to the, to the surface, to the metal.
Right, so yeah, that's a pretty cool process. How'd you get involved in the industry?
I just had a good friend that was in the industry, and then he taught me to trade, and then I just went ahead and opened up my own business.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Now look at you. all right, well, yeah, like I said, I just want to touch base with you, see how things are going. And, it'll be a good time to follow up and just see how things...
Well, I'd check back in November, see how things are going then.
We're in November, okay. All right, I'll check back then. All right, thanks for your time, Pat.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.